This is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR-FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a feeling recording. This is not going to work.
Recording.
Live. I have that same feeling.
Live.
Like how audio? Live is live?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Perfect.
Check them right now.
Hello perfect. From the other side.
Hello oh, from the other
don't
side.
Don't start that.
You mean Adele?
Swipe.
I must have called a thousand times.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Turn her mic off.
Seriously, really? You're quoting Adele already?
Yeah.
My hello. God.
Hi.
It's the after show. Nice. Chaz, AJ.
Yo.
Ashley, Phil. Swipe running the
nice
camera.
One. Good one.
AJ, anything you want to say to Swipe? Swipe, anything you want to say to AJ?
Yeah, never, never, ever give me advice on how to do an interview because you haven't done them either. So well, I think I have a little more seniority here.
Do one?
I think I have a little more seniority here.
Senator Blumenthal.
He interviewed Senator Blumenthal.
Oh, yeah, that was an interview. He has like three questions. No.
Well, his first question was, how did you get this job?
Right.
And it was, well, you get elected.
Yeah,
it was
like the Chris Farley method. Yeah. Right. So you remember that time you were in Congress? That was really cool.
I like Swipe.
And the second question was, do you like the job?
Yeah, right. Like the job. Yeah, but people are going to say, I hate this friggin' job.
I wasn't forced into running.
All right, so Swipe, since that moment where you had an opportunity to interview a United States senator,
yeah,
have you thought about what you would have asked him if you had time to think?
Not recently, no.
Not recently. No, he's working on it.
All right, at any point,
it's a thesis right.
Between then and now.
I mean, if I had more time to,
well, if you had another chance to ask him a question, what would you ask him right now?
I would probably.
So you put no thought into it. Okay, thank you.
No thought now.
All right. But...
what's he having for dinner? It's a good one.
He likes cheeseburgers.
What's see, if I blow an opportunity, I'll think about it. It'll go over in my head.
Right.
Be like,
over
I
and over and over
this.
Again. Right. Yeah.
Next time, I'll ask this. Here's a generic question.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Nice breaker.
Right.
You know?
But AJ, you weren't much better in that interview.
Well, okay. First of all, I thought...
I don't want to pick on you.
I thought the pleasantries weren't going to be used. You know, I figured we were just going to get started when I asked my first question.
There was a good stretch of time where it was very clear nothing was happening. And that's why she took over.
Well, we had that disconnect going on also because...
There was that.
You know, so...
There was
it was exactly
that.
What you said, like you know... I say something, she doesn't hear me for a moment, then she answers me, and then you both jump on the same time.
But you got to have a question.
Right.
Like, you had no question.
Well, my first question was, let's talk about the show. I started to ask a question, she jumped in.
Let's talk about what?
Let's talk about the show that she's getting ready to do on December 10th in L.A.
That's not what you want to do.
That was well,
Swipe's laughing at you right now.
Don't laugh at me, man.
He's snickering.
He's not... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously coached. Anyway, so...
No, we didn't coach him on this one.
Nope. Okay.
No.
Yeah. I was asking the question, but the main reason she was on,
okay,
on the was about the show.
Tell me what your questions were.
My question, well, I don't have them on me anymore. I ripped them up.
All right, so one was, how are you doing?
Well, that was
hey,
just
so
a, that
how's
was
it
just
going?
A, that was how's just a how you doing. That was just a, you know, like a person gets on the phone, you know, turn around and say, so, you know, like,
yeah.
And you say, how you doing?
Right, just small talk.
Exactly.
Then first question was, tell me about the show.
Yeah, let's talk about the
which
show.
Which was, let's do a 5-minute commercial.
Let's talk about
no
the
one cares about.
Let's talk about the show that she has. Come on, the reason
right,
why she was
let's,
on.
Let's boil it down to what were the questions that you would ask or were going to ask that you thought would be, you'd get some good info.
Well, from. I thought maybe a comparison between the music scene back in the 80s and during her heyday and music scene now. I also talked about her Broadway shows, Kinky Boots. She's a producer of a lot of Broadway shows. Some of the actors, actresses she's worked with in the past.
Yeah.
I thought maybe there'd be some funny backstage stuff from like back in the day when she was, you know, performing on a regular basis. I mean, the 80s were a crazy time. I mean, you know, any interaction with like some of the people. I think she was also in part of the We Are the World as well. I think she was in that whole thing as well. So I talked about that night. So I had questions
right.
about that.
So you had too many. So you have a couple of gems in there.
Yeah.
You have some real gems in there. One was We Are the World.
Yeah.
All right. So every star is there. What
everyone.
Is like?
Yeah. The coolest. He was the
so
divas.
You start with that.
Right.
Opener.
I should live with that. Yeah. You're
opener.
Right. You're right.
Right. It's yep. How you doing? Good. Hey. So the We Are the World.
See.
Boom. Right there.
You make it seem so easy.
No. No. It's
no because you do because you do it better than I do.
Well,
you have more
this
practice
is,
than
this
I do.
Is the experience. This is what we're doing now. We're
exactly. No, you're teaching me. I'm
getting you ready for a fight.
This is all legitimate over here. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that would be the first one.
Right. So, you give me advice.
Phil's laughing at you now.
What the fuck? Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Because you do have great questions, but it takes 7 questions of nonsense to get to that point. It's like, oh, so you played hockey. Oh, so you used to live in Connecticut. Oh, so how's it going? And just like she definitely heard those questions. Like, this guy has no idea how who I am.
How do you know? Heard how do you her know? Voice as she started asking you questions.
She's got no idea who I am.
That she knew this wasn't going to go anywhere unless she got in and drove.
And talk about psoriasis for fucking 6 minutes.
Well, that was going to come no matter what.
Yeah, I know. She had an agenda already.
You opened that door by not boxing her in and leading her.
Right,
you know?
Right,
it's like you have to...
Right.
You have to... So it's like parent-children. You have to be the parent or the children will take over.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
I should say, look, bitch.
No, I don't think that would be.
That
would
have got her attention. That would have got her attention.
Would have made her hang up the phone.
She would have dropped the sarai. Then we all went home early.
The interview would go viral for all the wrong reasons.
We would have sat there for 10 effing minutes about psoriasis for 6 friggin' minutes. And then, I wanted to show Marilyn Manson all this stuff. And she talked about, she rattled off every person performing, but nothing about it.
No, I think that your disposition is you feel like, it's almost. It's almost like you're being too nice, you know?
I am being too nice. I am too nice person.
He did also mock her for living in Connecticut because her son wanted to play hockey.
I said indulge the kid. It was called a joke. It's called humor.
It wasn't mocking so much as insulting.
I wasn't insulting at all.
Yeah.
All right. So even with all those great questions, though, we come back and then your first question was to ask her about your friend that works backstage, which is a great question.
I said we have a mutual friend.
Yeah. So that was another one.
We have a mutual friend.
Your connection with
Raimi. Right.
And some road stories.
Right.
So you're trying to warm her up, and I feel like, hey, we have a mutual friend. Like, that's a great place to start. It's a very disarming thing.
Why is he telling me this?
I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that was a gem, your connection.
Yeah.
But definitely We Are the World. So you had some gems in there.
Yeah, I just didn't ask them the right order.
So you gotta start with your best one,
right?
And then work your way back.
See, I do the exact opposite. I try to save the good for the last.
I wouldn't have asked about We Are the World, and that would have brought the best things, right? Because there is every major talent in the world
up all night
in that room.
Up all night.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, name a big artist at that time. They were in that room.
Yeah, Lionel Richie, everybody was in there. Yeah, Boy George.
Michael Jackson.
Yep. George Michael, everybody.
Ray Charles.
Yep.
Stevie Wonder. You have two blind guys walking around.
Exactly. They can come separate
Bruce
rooms, though.
Bruce Springsteen. All these artists show up in limousines. Bruce Springsteen shows up in a rented K car.
A K car, yes.
Cool.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally
that's
Bruce
how he
Springsteen.
Rolls. Exactly, yeah. Yep.
But, Quincy Jones figuring out who's going to get what part.
Right.
There was a sign at the door that said, leave your egos. Check your egos here.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, what a great opener that would have been.
Yep. Instead, we had psoriasis. Yeah.
No, we had, how you doing?
Well, that
you're
was,
from
the,
Connecticut.
Again, that was the,
no,
again,
you're not from Connecticut,
again,
but you lived in Connecticut.
Again, that was
oh,
all
Oh, well,
the,
wait, your son played hockey.
That was
oh.
the ice. That was the icebreaker stuff, you know.
Right.
It was supposed to get cut up, but, you know, some people didn't do it. So. You know, you should hear half the interviews we do, we end up talking to somebody for a few moments, and then we actually get into the interview. So I thought it was going to be the same process all over again.
Right,
so.
but.
There my mistake.
Some, yeah. No, I'm not trying to pick on you.
Oh, I know you're not trying to, but... No.
I guess I am. Yeah.
Anybody else want to take a shot at me while we're here? Not you.
Swipe.
I was going to say swipe.
Not you. Not swipe. No.
Yeah. I would have asked her, because back when she broke, Madonna was breaking at the same time.
Mm. Right.
And if I were to bet money, I would have bet on Cyndi Lauper. Because she was a songwriter, had great vocal ability, incredible vocal ability.
Right.
And she was kind of an off-kilter artist, something I hadn't seen before.
The one thing I wanted to talk to her about was the time when the bird shit right in her mouth at Central Park.
Oh!
I mean, right in
Did
her mouth.
Did that really happen?
It was a free concert in Central Park. The
Another
band
great
shell,
opener.
At the band shell.
Did you have notes? Did you have
I did. I tore them all up.
Ugh.
I was just like, yo. But what happened was, with the story, for those who don't know, free concert, Central Park, the band is playing her first song, didn't even get a goddamn note out. She comes out, goes to belt out a note, and a freaking pigeon on the thing shit right smack into her mouth.
That's amazing.
Like, it didn't even hit her lips. It went right, what? Like, nothing but net. Like, a perfect swish, poof, right in there. She's like, what? Ran off stage, mouthwash, hot water, rinse your mouth. The band's still playing the whole time while she's trying to get rid of pigeon shit in her mouth, and she came out and
sang.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yep. And my friend Ramey
had a couple gems.
And my friend Ramey was right there, and I said, "What happened?" He goes, "I didn't say a goddamn word." He goes, "I wanted to laugh so hard, I just kept my mouth shut."
Yeah.
You know, because how do you not laugh when a bird shits in someone's mouth?
Yeah.
Glad it wasn't
me. So that may have been the Ramey opener. Hey, we have a mutual friend.
Right.
My buddy Ramey works for you. Told me a story about Central Park and a pigeon and something that happened.
Right.
Right? Yep. And then, boom, she tells the story.
Now, how you doing? You just live in Connecticut.
Gotcha. Yeah. Right. We are the world. That's a great one.
Right. I have all these great questions. It's wrong answer, wrong time.
No, yeah. So you know,
too much icebreaker stuff.
My rule is have 5 questions, have 3 really good ones.
Okay.
And then listen really hard for
a possible
the rest of
follow-up.
The questions.
Yes. Gotcha. Yeah.
So just have 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next time I'll have 5.
And have what? How are you doesn't count.
Nope.
And you're from Connecticut doesn't count.
Exactly right.
Anyway, we spent a lot of time on that.
That part's established, but yes. All right. Okay.
Anything you want to tell AJ Swipe about interviewing?
Of course he doesn't.
I'm fine.
Of course. Right. There you go. Sure? See, that's the smartest thing to say all day. Yes.
Yeah. No, it was entertaining.
For all the wrong reasons.
So before I left, I said, it's either going to be really good or really good.
Or so really, yeah, really good, like so bad.
And
good.
I was right.
You were. Yeah. Well, you're right either way, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be in between.
That was good odds.
All right. Anything else? Toy Drive.
Toy Drive. Mm-hmm.
All right, 2 weeks from today.
Yes.
Hope you guys show up.
You have to show up.
That's crazy.
Very close.
Yep, need toys.
We're working on a couple big names. You know, it's always last minute. That's my stress.
Exactly.
And then there's always some point during the Toy Drive I say, I'm not doing this next year.
You always do that.
There's always some point I whisper to AJ, this is the last one.
Yep, you always do. And then at the end, ends up being this
And then
big
at the
amount.
End, I'm like, I can't wait until next year.
Let's do one next week!
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Then I get ready to do another one.
Right, we're usually pretty spent by that point. No one sleeps the night before.
Yeah. So we're working on some stuff here with some comedians that I'm really excited about.
That sounds cool.
Some songs and it's going to be great.
Awesome.
Going to be great. What's Ashley going to do?
I don't know. What am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Glad you thought about this.
We thought about Whitney Houston. We talked about Mariah Carey.
We thought about it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. What should Ashley do?
Yes.
Yeah,
there you go.
Ask the tribe.
At the right. Toy Drive.
Yes.
This is her first toy drive. So
yes. So excited.
Let's let you pick it.
Nice.
Ooh. Type right here. Right down there. Type right there.
Where the comments go
for
it.
What would you like Ashley to do?
Right. At the toy drive.
I mean, I picked out my outfit already.
So that's what you did so far. You picked an outfit.
Princess?
No. It's Christmas themed.
Festivus?
Is it elf?
No, it's not like a theme. It's just like festive. It's not like elf. Not like Mrs. Claus.
Candy canes?
That would be a fun costume.
That's a no. Is she not going to tell us?
Yeah, she says that'd be a fun costume.
We have two votes for Ashley to sing.
Why?
Are you sure about that?
Linda and Jill.
Yeah,
Linda
neither
and
one.
Jill.
Neither one will be there. That's what they're saying. Please sing. We won't be there.
Oh, right.
Right. Sabotaging the rest of us, basically.
It would be a true sabotage.
You could a dramatic reading of something.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah,
what?
Yeah, no. I'm
okay.
Yeah. Remember one year we had Kevin Hogan, who has the best narrator voice.
Yes, he does.
And we gave him, it was the night before Christmas. Yep. We asked him to do it. And then probably like 2 paragraphs in, like, oh man, how long is this fucking story?
Didn't realize it was so long, yeah.
Right.
It's long.
It's this whole thing.
We're playing cards during it.
Yeah, remember? We're looking at each other. And poor Kevin.
No, he did a great job.
Oh, it was great.
He did a great job.
Oh, no, it was great.
I bet you even he was sweating. Like, how
but,
long
you know,
is this goddamn story?
I'm just standing there looking around.
Lander says dance for the entire show.
Dance for the show?
The entire show?
The entire show.
4.5 hours dancing.
Don't stop dancing until we raise a certain amount of money.
Oh, wow. I like that. Wow.
That's what the college thons do.
Yes, true.
They go 24 hours.
The dance marathons of the 1920s. It will be the 20s again soon.
Yeah.
Mm.
And
I have a thing about
old people
flappers.
What
flappers?
Flappers.
I was like lappers for a second.
No flappers, like the 1920 flappers, like with the beads and the pearls and the feather and the
ugliest outfit in the world. Yes.
No.
No, you should dress like that.
Yeah. You can think you're a bird.
That's not very Christmassy.
You're gonna crap in Cindy Lauper's mouth.
What is it with her and outfits?
Seriously, most folks just wear clothes.
I love dressing up.
Okay, now.
I wish we could have had like 3 monster balls back to back to back. I would have shown up with a different costume each time.
So those monster
balls. So much fun.
Mm. Yeah, that was weird with Brooke today, right? Brooke Llewellyn.
Yeah.
And we have this comedian in by J.P.
J.P. McDade.
J.P. McDade.
Nice guy. Very nice guy. Him to come back.
Tall, man. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like basketball player tall.
6'7".
Yeah.
That was the first thing I said to him. He walked through the door. I go, holy shit, you're tall.
Yeah. Neither one of us were subtle about
it. I was not prepared for how fucking tall he was.
Yeah. Yep. I let him know. I said, yo, Chaz is coming. He's the same height as me, so.
Yeah, so I said to him when I walked in, because I walk in the studio and AJ and JP are talking about his height. And I said, are you tired of that being the first thing you talk about with people? Because it's,
right.
You got to hear it all the time. Wow, you're tall. No shit.
Yep. I felt bad right after I said it, but I turned around. I'm like, oh my God, there's a monster walking through the door.
Well, he had to almost duck in the doorway. I'm like, holy shit.
But he's skinny. Skinny. Just but like, really tall.
Right? When you see someone like that, it's the first, it's like, whoa, look at that. You don't see that every day.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
Exactly.
But it's weird that Brooke was in the train for filling traffic when Ashley's on vacation. And then it turns out that the guy that JP is going to be in a roast battle with tonight, Brooke is
having
hanging
intimacy
out
with. Yes.
Hanging out.
Occasional intimacy with.
Hanging out
naked. Not like hanging out. Like, it's all hanging out, basically.
Ashley runs in the studio and says, Brooke saw the guy that JP's in the battle with naked.
And I said, who is this?
That's all I knew.
You did say that.
You have to be mid-donut while you say it. Otherwise, it's not authentic, Ashley.
So, Brooke, and who's this guy?
That's
right.
The guy! It's a roast battle! The other guy!
And the donut flying everywhere,
what the hell are you talking about?
That's so true.
I have a sprinkle on my shirt from you.
Right, that was...
that's funny.
Very spirited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How are you with someone since July and then not have an established... All right, we're a thing.
People these don't kids like today. Labels.
These kids today.
Like, they're afraid of labels. Like, I want to maybe be your girlfriend, but I want to keep it open in case something better comes along. It's very complicated.
I don't want part of that.
No, yeah. Me neither. I'm done. I'm out.
It's a game that no one wins, I feel like. At a certain point, like, at some point, like, you just want the other person to commit a little bit, and the more, like, sort of like, I'm not ready for that, you're like, you know what, me neither then. And then, like, just this distance grows, and then it's just like, you just stop texting and calling.
You dissolve.
There's like, breakup anymore. It's just like you drift to a point where, like, you are waiting for the other person to make the first move, and then it's just like, all right, well, fuck you then.
Yeah.
You don't want to fucking talk to me, then, like, I don't want to be with you either. Get the fuck away from me.
It's weird.
It's a really weird dynamic, I hate it.
Yeah.
I feel like guys have reversed the role. They used to be like, I'm going to pursue you. I'm going to show you how important you are. And now when you like someone, you act like you're not interested in them, which is
reverse psychology.
Total mind fuck.
Yeah,
totally.
I don't know.
I think terrible advice.
Yes.
It's awful advice.
Stop doing it.
Well, remember we had that TV reporter in? I mean, look, you know, she had a different personality, but she's a smoke show. And, she'd go out on dates with guys
okay,
who showed up in sweatpants.
Yeah. That's
then,
your
like,
dating
wouldn't
outfit?
Walk her to the car.
That never happens.
That yeah.
Really?
Eric walked me back on the first date, and I looked at him, and I was like,
what's
really?
Going on here?
You
I was like, are you sure? It's like a couple of blocks away.
Yeah, you got my purse?
And you got to open the door for them and everything, yes.
No, very, very rare nowadays.
Yep.
Huh.
It's a dying art, man.
Yeah. What's your deal, Swipe? Are you dating?
Not at all. I'm
you're very, single, looking at me.
Very available?
Yeah, I'm single. So,
but like, do you want to be?
Do you want to date, or you enjoy your freedom?
Turn the
camera on yourself.
I would want to date somebody, you know, be happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Would that would make you happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody are you, like, going out on the weekends trying to meet people, though?
Not really.
Okay.
What about online dating?
So when you see a girl that you have some kind of interest in,
yeah.
Do you have a conversation or you...
Yeah, I try to, you know, I try and get in the friend zone first before I...
No. Big mistake.
No. Okay.
No, because you never get out of that zone.
Right. Once you're friend zoned, that's your friend zoned.
Just say I've got cash.
So Pam and office or inner web Megan or whatever we call her, Megan Boyd, gave me that advice with Jennifer. Like, don't get in the friend zone, because once you're in there,
you can't
don't
get out.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
it's like almost, like,
it was good advice too, traps. Because Jennifer said she just wanted to be friends. I knew I didn't. Yeah, friends. Yeah, fine. But also more. And so I would consult with them. You know, now why I think about it, why am I consulting with Pam, who was like,
worst dating
not
record ever
with men.
Yeah, right? Worst dating record ever.
Dating advice from Pam,
right.
Who like really shouldn't be giving.
Do the opposite,
advice.
Yeah.
Sometimes though, the best baseball managers were the players who had who failed so much they had to learn every which way to succeed even a little bit just to stay around.
Yeah.
And she had had so much failure that she was like, "You can't do that. I know for sure it doesn't work."
She was a wealth of wrong.
Well, she gave me good advice, and Megan gave me good advice, and that was don't be in the friend zone long. Mm-hmm. So I knew there was a particular date we were going out on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm going to make a move, and if it's so we were sitting, this was like the third place we were at towards the end of the night. And she's sitting there, I'm sitting there, we're having a drink. Things are going great. This is our second day, third. And I thought to myself, I'm going to touch her back.
Oh.
And if she does one of these,
right,
I know where I am.
Well, your hands were cold.
And if she doesn't,
right,
then... then here we go.
Was your hand warm? She goes,
Yeah. That would have been funny.
Give you wrong signals. You hold a cold drink.
5 years later, I see her like on Christmas Eve and we're checking out of the supermarket. It's
exactly.
Like, well, your hand was cold.
Exactly. Right. That's why I did that.
And
I
could write a song about it.
Exactly. And make a dollar.
Yeah. But no, it went, you know, it was, she didn't do this.
Right.
She was like, oh, this is nice. And I was like, all right, great.
We had reach into her purse for some mace.
Yeah. So swipe, no friend zone for you.
Right. No cold hands.
Yeah. No, you got
to
be.
It's more attractive when you know what you want and you're willing to wait to get that thing.
Yes.
All right. Let's give Swipe the microphone and see how he does with Ashley here.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Hold on.
I'm going to get to brush your hair out of this.
Sit over there.
Uh-oh. This is going to go so wrong.
Hi, Ashley.
You don't know her name yet.
Do I know you?
Oh, I remember you from PLR. You do the traffic reports?
Uh-huh.
You are so pretty.
Uh-oh. The nervous laugh screwed it up.
That's,
I noticed you from the bushes.
I don't think that's bad.
That sounds like I noticed you from the bushes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think that's creepy?
A little bit.
To say you're pretty?
A little
early?
Too early.
Yeah, you
too
mean,
early.
Really? Yeah,
too
you
early.
Mean, yeah, a little too early.
Too early?
Too early.
So what, some small talk first?
A little more small talk. And, well, don't ask me. I'm going to fuck the whole Cindy Lauper interview. Ask one of these guys.
What?
All right. Hold on. AJ, your turn.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's my turn.
Oh, she fixes her hair for AJ.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right. That's over.
All right.
So actually, now we go back this way. Swipe wasn't bad.
Yeah.
All right, Swipe. You did a good job.
I helped you out, man. All right. There you go. See? Now it works in my neighborhood.
All right. I don't know if he did a good job, but. Was better than AJ.
Thank you.
Mm.
So is that what you do? Like,
no.
Hey, how you doing?
I always say I got cash.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Yeah. Got cash.
I got cash.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Sorry, what?
No, I was shaking the camera.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. We're
saying sorry to the people who are vomiting now. But
all right. We got to go. We
got
to make our way to Market 32 for the food drive.
Okay.
Toy drive 2 weeks from today.
We got to roll.
Any comments, thoughts, requests for Ashley?
Yeah, the other Ashley in Meriden suggested that Ashley should, both Ashleys at the toy drive should dress up like the Mean Girls and do the dance from the movie.
Because we don't know that one.
That's funny, but that's practice. Yeah. And a
that's
little bit,
work.
A little bit sexy.
She
for
said
the toy
she would,
drive,
she
I
would
think.
Do it with you. Outfits and all.
You mean dance, right?
Yes, it's a dance and a song.
Just checking.
Well, it's more lip syncing than actually singing.
It's a different world nowadays.
Also, it's her husband's birthday today, Ashley.
Happy birthday!
In Meriden,
all right, so
the other Ashley.
First of all, Ashley already has her outfit picked out. So once that happens, all the
yeah, we see what
so,
happens.
Like, you're
yeah.
not going to get her to change her outfit.
No. You don't think she wants to do like 9 costume changes throughout the day?
Oh,
I kind of think
there,
she would.
Could be that. Could be Cher.
Like it's the friggin' MTV Music Awards or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate that.
See?
Yeah, but we don't have a
and we didn't
dressing
get
room.
The other Ashley on the air at the end of the show to wish her husband a happy birthday, who's a veteran.
She did get on the air, but she just went, hello? And then we moved on. So she had her opportunity. We just
well,
we hung up on her.
Second things when she called.
Exactly.
You don't get a lot of
stuff. You get right to it.
Yeah. Start at the
you
end.
Say
right?
Happy birthday.
So did she have a specific message for her man?
Just wanted to say happy birthday.
Happy
that was
birthday
it.
To him.
Yeah. There you go. Happy birthday.
Good dude, too. I talked to him for a while.
Mm. Yeah, nice guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good people.
Every.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
Peace
and
out.
Wow, there are some really good podcasts up this week. Holy crap.
Holy shit.
Some funny shit.
Yes.
I love the little prank we pulled on Attorney Paz.
Oh, that was great.
Dom, you are the man.
You are good, man.
He
you are
pulled
good,
that
you.
Off.
You're good,
he
you.
He did it so well.
That
I gave
went
him a little
so
outline,
well.
But he just lived it. He just blew magic dust into it.
He
it
became
was
it.
So great.
Didn't rush it. Didn't
right.
rush it.
Right.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was so well done.
Really well done, Dom. Thank you very much.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Hopefully we'll see you over the weekend. If
right.
not, we'll see you back here Monday.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Real quick, sorry, before we go, Mary Beth wants to know, how do we get a Chaz and AJ ornament?
Be one of the first 99 people to the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive at Jordan's Furniture December 6th. So that's one way. The other way is I'm going to take my personal ornament and auction it off. So highest bidder. So
awesome.
Either be willing to show up early or bid high.
Either or.
There you go.
There you go.
Yep.
All right.
Yay.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you at Market 32.
We
Please.
Need
Oxford. Connecticut.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.